watching the deteriorating Afghanistan security situation. This, as a U.S. defense official told Reuters Wednesday, the Taliban could isolate the capital Kabul in 30 days and potentially take it over in 90. The official is citing a U.S. intelligence assessment. Taliban fighters have taken control of 8 provincial capitals in 6 days, a pace that has surprised U.S. officials. Taliban forces now control 65% of Afghanistan and have taken or threatened to take 11 provincial capitals, a senior EU official said Tuesday. Pakistan's foreign minister told reporters Wednesday his country will continue to play its role to facilitate the Afghan peace process as the Taliban gains more ground in Afghanistan. The minister said Pakistani officials at ongoing peace talks in Doha, Qatar, are, quote, engaging with all stakeholders for the promotion of peace and stability in Afghanistan, end quote. He made his comments at a joint news conference with his Iraqi counterpart. Germany and the Netherlands said Wednesday they have stopped forced repatriations of Afghan migrants because of deteriorating security in Afghanistan as the Taliban pressed on with its rapid advance in the country's north. Germany's Interior Ministry spokesperson wrote on Twitter, quote, due to current developments in the security situation, the Interior Minister has decided to suspend deportations to Afghanistan for the time being, end quote. Separately, in The Hague, the Dutch State Secretary for Justice and Security announced a, quote, moratorium on decisions and departures in relationship to deportation. Wednesday's move by the Germans and Dutch marked a sharp U-turn from their previous position. From Washington, this is VOA News. Belarus has told the United States to reduce its embassy staff in Minsk and revoked its consent to the appointment of Julie Fischer as the ambassador. This in response to the latest sanctions by Washington, Russia's RIA news agency reported Wednesday. RIA quoted a Belarus foreign ministry spokesperson as saying Minsk wants embassy staff reduced to 5 people by September 1st. Forces from Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region said Wednesday they were in talks to forge a military alliance with insurgents from Ethiopia's most populous region, Oromia, heaping pressure on the central government in Addis Ababa. The move could signal an escalation in the country's 9-month-old war and comes a day after the government urged citizens to join the fight against resurgent Tigrayan forces. A blast killed 8 members of the security forces Wednesday during an operation in northern Iraq to detonate explosives planted by the Islamic State group, a security source said. A military combat engineer was preparing a charge to detonate unexploded ordnance laid by the jihadists in a province north of Baghdad, quote, when a mistake was made and the explosion happened, end quote, the source told AFP. Firefighters, troops, and civilian volunteers battled blazes in forests across northern Algeria Wednesday as the country reeled over the deaths of at least 65 people in the latest Mediterranean wildfires. Algeria's president declared 3 days of national mourning starting Thursday, and authorities say they suspect widespread arson after so many fires erupted in such a short space of time. Several arrests have been announced, but the identity or suspected motives of those detained have not been disclosed. Rescuers were working to clear tons of rocks and mud Wednesday after a landslide buried about 60 people in India's Himalayan north, killing at least 10. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police, the ITB, said a bus carrying about 24 people had been buried under rubble. 14 rescued people had injuries, quote, but should be okay after treatment, end quote, the official added. Pregnant women should be vaccinated against COVID-19 based on a new analysis that did not show increased risk for miscarriage, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday. The CDC said it has found no safety concerns for pregnant people in either the new analysis or earlier studies. It said miscarriage rates after vaccination were similar to the expected rate. Pregnant women can receive any of the 3 vaccines given emergency authorization, Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1.